The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The first major changes to inheritance tax in more than a decade are on the way. The forthcoming budget could see measures like a higher threshold for payments, as well as raised exemption levels and perhaps a lowering of the rate. Joining me now to talk about it, Keith Walsh, family law solicitor and senior counsel. Keith, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, what is the current regime?
The current regime is that if you inherit more than 335,000 euros, that you are liable for inheritance tax at 33%. Now, there's an exemption on that, obviously, between spouses, and there are certain thresholds as well in relation to what people can get, depending on whether you're related or not. But generally, it's a fairly punitive tax. I mean, 33% is considered quite high across the EU.
Okay, now, if you are living with the parent or parents at the time of their demise, does that change things?
It does, provided the house was the only or the main home of the person who died. And if you, the person who's inheriting it, lived in the house as your only or main home for at least 3 years before the date of inheritance, but most importantly, provided you don't own or have an interest in any other house, and you don't acquire or own an interest in any other house from the same person between the date of the inheritance and the valuation date, which is a tax date, and you have to live there for 6 years afterwards.
Okay.
So there's quite a lot of, then you could be exempt, and that's called dwelling house relief, but that's quite narrow and really needs to be kind of broadened a bit.
Because I mean, nowadays you have offspring who are renting, living away from home, and maybe have no prospect of ever owning a home because they're not on a high income. They then inherit a house, but in order to actually have that house, they have to find the money for the tax.
Exactly. And, you know, particularly if you live in Dublin or the main urban areas where most dwelling houses are well over 335,000, you could end up with a very sizable tax bill. And essentially, you have to take out a mortgage to fund a house that your parents lived in for years. Now, what you could do to avoid that is come back and live in the house for a number of years, because you have to live for 3 years before then. But that's kind of a big ask as well, to move back in with your parents, you know.
Also, you never know the day or hour of their demise, so your timing might be way off.
It might be. And I mean, I suppose the other point about the move towards a reduction in capital acquisitions taxes, back in 1997, I think it was Charlie McCreevy, reduced the rate from, it was 40% then, to 20%, and did the same for capital gains tax. And the purpose of the capital gains tax, which is if you sell a house or shares that you pay tax on any gain, the purpose of reducing that was to increase the stock of houses which came available for people to buy. So I certainly would like to see maybe a bit of a reduction in the capital gains tax as well, because we really do need a greater supply of houses onto the market for people. That might assist as well. I haven't seen any great talk about that, but I certainly think that would be, could be helpful. Again, on the other hand, it might overheat the already hot property market. So it's certainly something to think about.
Now, there's some interesting questions coming in. What if a parent sells the house to the child for a euro before they die?
Well, that wouldn't really assist, because the way the revenue look at things is that no matter what the price you pay, there's the actual market value of the house. So unfortunately, that wouldn't make any great difference to the situation, really.
This one, what's happening for the single man? If I leave my estate to my sister or my niece, the government take 33 1/3% of that. That's a disgrace, says Stuart.
Well, he's right about that. Unfortunately, we saw it in the marriage referendums earlier this year. There is certainly benefits to being married and to leaving things between spouses. That's the best tax relief really you can get. But people who aren't married or leaving it to brothers and sisters or nephews and nieces, you do get hammered for tax, unfortunately.
Yeah. The basic point and the unfairness of it all is as follows from TJ. If someone decides that they're going to save their money and their property they've worked so hard for and paid tax on all the income that bought that property, and they want to give it to their family, they shouldn't have to pay tax for a second time on it. It's double taxation. I mean, what right really has the state got to take money from private property? They give themselves that right, but it's a fundamental unfairness.
It is, particularly where people have, I think particularly there should be exemptions maybe for your principal private residence or your family home where your parents have lived, and they've, you know, not alone have they paid tax on it, they've also paid interest on mortgages to banks, and they've paid back a mortgage over a huge amount of years. So they've not just paid for it, they've paid the interest on the interest on it as well. So it is very unfair. I think there could be, you know, exemptions put in there. But currently the government hasn't done that. And I suppose successive governments haven't done it. And again, remember the gift tax and inheritance tax went up quite a bit. It was at 20% for quite a long time. And then it slowly crept up about 12 years ago to 33%. So the rate could go down, or else the threshold could go up, which means it would keep more property out of it, you know.
But what they've done anyway by keeping it at that rate is that they've made that tax more punitive by not changing it for so long.
Exactly. And also it depends on where you live. So if you have a house in Roscommon maybe, or a house in Donegal, it may not reach the threshold of 335,000 if you're inheriting it as a child, and you may not have to pay tax. And, you know, you particularly if you want a house to live in, does it make a huge difference? So I think it's unfair in terms of where houses are worth a lot of money.
Yeah. You know? Now a question again on this selling the house for a euro. If a parent sells the house for a certain amount, whatever it is, a euro or 100 euro or 100,000 euro, why would the child have to pay inheritance tax exactly? Surely the child now owns the house.
Well, it's not inheritance tax. It would be classed as a gift. So if you get something for less than market value, that's classed as a gift. So it would be the difference between what you paid for it and what the market value at the date you bought it, and that would be a gift. And that would have similar thresholds, but it would also incur a similar tax on it. Mm-hmm. So it's a really kind of a false economy, to be honest.
Now, there's another one about being an only child and you've only got one amount of exemption, your 335,000. But if there are five children in the family, the exemption would amount to five times that. So quite a large property could be transferred to the five children. And that's not fair, says Sean and me, for the only child. But would you want to be rowing with four siblings over what to do with the house?
No, you definitely wouldn't be wanting to row with siblings. And I deal quite a lot with divorce disputes, but I also deal with wills disputes where you have disputes between siblings. And unfortunately, they're far worse than divorces or marriage breakdown disputes, because I think the relationship fractures to a much greater extent. And I think certainly the best advice I could give people is to be fair to all your children and to make sure there aren't any disputes after you go, because it really leaves a terrible legacy for a family.
Let's not get worked up about that tiny nod on inheritance tax thresholds. The last time house prices were this high, the threshold was over 500,000. Moving it up by 50,000 will cause a storm from Sinn Féin, no doubt, and almost not worth the hassle. If the government had any gumption, they'd move it to 500,000 euro at least. It's just a protection on passing on a paid-for asset within the family and should have reasonably high threshold, no inheritance tax, for example, in Australia, and they seem to get by okay as a country. Everything in this country is taxed to the hilt. Well, I'm sure Sinn Féin, they would like to tell, even with their support as low as 18%, they would like to think that some people in that 18% are actually owning their own homes and would like to leave their homes to their offspring in time. So it's not necessary that Sinn Féin will come out against it. On your topic of inheritance tax, I think it's a horrible tax. I've got no kids, I've got one nephew, and my house is worth 400k, so his bill will be 120. I know he's up to his neck with the mortgage, so a loan will not be an option. He'll have no option but to sell my home. Greens and Labour calling it a privilege tax can't wait for their canvassers on my doorstep. If my nephew had no kids, the process is repeated over and over. Thank you for raising the topic. That's from Martin in Meath. And this one, inheritance tax was intended surely for luxury properties. We hear a child will lose 180 euro of disability benefit if her parents leave her a share of their average priced home. Someone whose long-term partner dies must pay inheritance tax, which may mean selling the inherited home. Houses are homes that produce everlasting VAT in their building, decorating, upgrading and maintaining. Homes produce higher property tax every year. Talk about low-hanging fruit, while large corporates are given an easy ride. So what might seem like a very simple act of generosity in the budget, Keith, could become quite a contentious issue.
It could, and I mean, I have to say I agree with all the callers. I think it isn't a privilege tax anymore when it doesn't cover the price of a home. And also, there's one category of people who are particularly unfairly treated by the current inheritance tax regime, and that's cohabitants or unmarried couples who live together. They don't really get much tax relief at all, unlike married people. And they face a really punitive tax if one of the couples dies. And there isn't any kind of tax planning in place or way around it. So I, unfortunately, cohabitants are really currently badly treated. I'd love to see a change in the law in that regard. There is an exemption if they go to court and they get a court order after one of the cohabitants' deaths, but that is not the way it should be done. So I think there's a lot of groups who are really unfairly treated by this.
All right, Keith Walsh, family law solicitor and senior counsel. Thank you very much. And if you have inherited something and you're facing...
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.